Helping Hand, weekly feature on HPR1 stations statewide and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. On Friday's Helping Hand puts a spotlight on organizations, events, and topics that offer assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are dialing in on some of the most vulnerable residents on Hawaii Island, the animals, on the front lines of trying to help the Hawaii Island Humane Society. As their website notes, the mission of the Hawaii Island Humane Society is to prevent cruelty to animals, eliminate pet overpopulation, and enhance the bond between people and animals through three shelters island-wide. They've got services like shelter for homeless, stray, injured, lost, and abandoned animals. They do animal adoptions, humane education programs for kids, and administration and promotion of the spay-neuter community assistance program. The Hawaii Island Humane Society is the only open admittance shelter on the Big Island with no time limits. Nearly 13,000 animals have to go through their doors every year. Many are infirm, ill-treated, injured, too young, or elderly. Some have never known the security of a home. Others have lost the only home they've known. They accept any animal, regardless of age, species, condition, circumstance, or behavioral issues at all three shelters on the Big Island. And we will learn how they can get supported and assisted through their administrative liaison at the Hawaii Island Humane Society, Patrick Thompson, who is returning to Helping Hand right now. Hey, Patrick, great to have you on again. Thank you.
It's great to have you on again, Dave. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And the first, there's a picture. First, if you can, paint a picture of the three locations. You guys are in Keaau, Waimea, and the Kona area. And talk about how many animals you normally are looking after.
Okay, so typically our various locations, our Kona and our Keaau locations, are our largest locations. We have runs for a couple of hundred animals at each. Kennels for dogs and various cat condos for cats. Our Waimea location is our smallest location, has our least capacity. We're actually in the process of really overhauling our locations, starting with the Kona area. We're actually preparing to move our Kona location up to a new location in Hualoa. We've had the dog parks open for a year or so, but we're trying to wind down our construction up here, and we're looking to roughly double our capacity of the Kona shelter.
Well, and obviously that sounds like something that you guys are looking for support on from the community.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, we had some very generous donors that supported us with the cost of construction for this new facility, which is a very large location. If anybody has a chance to stop by, please do so. We're right by the water department in Hualoa, and the location, we have these beautiful dog parks that are open, I believe, 5 days a week now, and the rest of our buildings are being constructed right now, rehabbed and constructed, and it's a beautiful location. It's on 12 acres, and that construction has been supported by some donors that we greatly appreciate. But moving forward, we're definitely going to need assistance with operations and increasing our footprint in the community that way. And so we're always looking for either financial or material assistance from our community. Whatever people can give is certainly appreciated.
Where do you get your funding? In addition to donations, as you were describing, from generous folks in the state who appreciate the fact that you guys are looking after these extraordinarily vulnerable animals, where else do you guys get funding?
We receive about two-thirds of our funding from the county animal control contract, and so that contract covers a lot of our initial operational costs when we bring animals into the shelter, and then they also help cover our costs for our spay-neuter program, which actually this last year, between June and July of 2018 into 2019, we actually did approximately 2,800 spay-neuter surgeries for the public at little or no cost to the public, and that's one of our big programs that we work with the county on. And then doing regular animal control stuff, responding to animal complaints and doing well checks on animals that community members may be concerned about.
Last year, we had the big volcanic eruption. We had you guys on afterward to see what kind of needs you had in the community. It was a huge problem, obviously, for many people, and then, of course, for many animals. Have you guys gotten back into a normal routine since then, or have there been any residual impacts?
Well, you know, we have gotten kind of back to normal from the lava flow itself. You know, we're still seeing a large intake of animals all over the island, either from you know, right now we're kind of getting towards the tail end of kitten season, and so, you know, once or twice a year we get a huge influx of kittens from the stray and feral cats that reproduce on the island. And then you know, just our regular influx of animals via surrenders or finding strays or anything like that. Our operations are a lot back to normal, but we're also undergoing a lot of changes ourselves with the organization. You know, we've had a big change in our management structure here, and so while we're not dealing with a major emergency such as we were last year with the lava flow, we are quite busy kind of looking at making changes within the organization and improving the quality of care of the animals that come into our shelters, and kind of really getting more involved with the local community and including them in saving these animals' lives.
Well, one of the ways that you have involved the local community, and this is a great way, this method here actually is something that people across the state can support you on, is you guys do an Amazon wish list of supplies. And that basically means that somebody on Kauai or in the Honolulu area or on anywhere other than Hawaii Island who would want to support you in a tangible way doesn't actually have to be there. They can pick out an item that you need, and then that item can be mailed to you guys, and then that item can be used for these extraordinarily vulnerable creatures that you're looking after. And a lot of people who are tuned in either have pets themselves, love animals, and as I pointed out, may not be right there in Hawaii Island. So what are some of the, thinking about the wish list of items that you could use, especially, I guess, also thinking about your expansion that you described, what are tangible things you could use right now on a larger scale to help with your mission that people out there may be able to go to your Amazon wish list and click off?
Yeah, that Amazon wish list is something that's super convenient and helpful. And things we're looking for is we like to try and do giveaways with our adoptions and stuff. So you'll see on there a lot of like cat toys, dog toys and stuff, things to improve and increase the bond of humans and their new family members as they adopt them out. And then also one thing that we always appreciate donations of that I believe is on the wish list is food, cat food and dog food. You know, as you can imagine, we spend a lot of funds on making sure that our animals are well fed and well taken care of. And when somebody donates a 20, 30-pound bag of food, first, that's just a tangible item that they can give to us and know that they're helping the well-being and helping with the physical sustenance of animals within our shelter. And that also means that those are funds that we can use to spend on other things like medications and other supplies that we may not have been able to purchase before, thanks to those materials that come in. We're always looking for any items that can help improve the animals' lives in our shelter. You know, they're spending a lot of time in their kennels, and so, you know, giving our dogs chew bones, giving the cats scratchers. You know, this is just things to enrich their lives in our shelter while they're here before they're adopted is something that's really important and helpful for our organization.
And it sounds like what you pointed out is that when people buy something that may seem as simple as food from your Amazon wish list, and you'll correct me if I'm interpreting this wrong, but it sounds like what you're saying is by helping to take some of those basics, which are essential because we all need food, and without it
right,
everything comes to an end. You're saying, so that's an easy item. When people do that, that means that money that you have that normally you guys would have to spend on food, and with that huge volume of animals in need on Hawaii Island, you're going to be be spending a bunch of money on food. And this way, when people buy it from your Amazon list, what you're saying is then cash that you have can be spent on things like medication and other specifics that each case may require.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really gives us an opportunity to redirect funds to things that maybe we didn't have an opportunity to do because of the constraints of, you know, any nonprofit or animal shelter. You know, we're trying to stretch every dollar as far as we can. And so that physical help, those physical items that we get that are consumable, but obviously we have to go through every day is a huge help to our organization.
And also, we've previously talked about the way volunteers play an enormous role in helping you guys out, and that could be on a number of levels. It could be somebody maybe who has a skill set that relates to animals, or just someone who has a big heart and wants to support you guys. And there, sometimes you need handyman, sometimes it's just carrying things around. Maybe it could be administration work on an office level. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be a larger thing looking for grants or money, somebody who has experience in that, or working with the board of the organization, or trying to raise your profile in the community, somebody who has public relations experience. Could be any number of things. Talk about your volunteer needs.
Absolutely. So we are currently developing and expanding our volunteer program. And you're absolutely right. Any special skill sets, we love to have volunteers come in. You want to help with doing some administrative front desk type stuff, we'd be happy to put you in front of our customers. You want to take dogs for a walk, that's something that you can do. You have experience working on websites or anything like that. Again, any volunteers who have those special skill sets that come in and do things that we may have to pay an outside contractor for, that allows us to redirect those funds towards other things. So that's really good. And we have a whole bunch of ways for people to help. You know, volunteering at our shelters is something we always need, and we always welcome more volunteers. But say you don't have time to come in a couple of days a week at the shelters. Well, if you're going to go out for an adventure during the day, a great way to help the shelter is to come in and take one of our dogs out for a field trip. You can come in. We'll give you this an adorable bright yellow Adopt Me harness and leash, and you can take the dog out and you can go on a hike, and you can take him to your house and watch TV all day. What it really is, it's like a vacation for our dogs. You know, if you think of our dogs being in our shelter as their job, you know, everybody gets burned out sitting at their jobs all day, and everybody needs a vacation. And you know, research shows that these dogs going out on these field trips reduces stress, it increases adoptability for them, and it improves behavior in our shelters. And so that's a big way to help. Another big way to help volunteer is fostering. Fostering is literally expanding our shelter walls to your home. If you want, and you don't have to, and again, fostering doesn't have to be this massive commitment. Or if you don't have space in your home, you know, kittens that need to be bottle fed can be kept in a box somewhere in your home. You know, there's so many ways to help our organization, and you know, we are absolutely able to sit and work with people to get the help in the way we do. At the end of the day, we want our volunteers who come in to feel fulfilled and that they're making a difference in the animals' lives that are in our shelters and on our island.
Well, here's how to help this organization out online. You can find them at hihs.org. There, people can make donations, learn about the volunteer opportunities, see their Amazon wish list of needed supplies, and people can then purchase and have them sent directly to the Hawaii Island Humane Society, and do all of that online at hihs.org. Their phone number to reach the administration in Hualualoa is 808-329-8002. And then we'll have the numbers for each of the shelters in our Helping Hand post, as well as their email addresses and the way to reach them after hours for each of the three Hawaii Island shelters they've got at the moment in Kona, Waimea, and Kea'au. And you can find all of this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand. A privilege today to have Patrick Thompson, administrative liaison with the Hawaii Island Humane Society, back on. and really do appreciate what you're doing. I'm sure a lot of people who love animals are grateful for it. And on behalf of all those creatures that you're trying to give a helping hand to or facing a situation I could not imagine being in, thanks for doing it, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you so much. And thank you for the community that supports us in helping these critters and getting them into loving homes. You know, we can't do it without our community support.
You're the man. I appreciate it, Patrick. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.
Aloha.